That's right, it's that time of day where it's time for another edition of Adam's Podcast. You can all stop messing about. Hello everybody, it's been a long time since you've finally heard another podcast with me talking away on it, so I thought it was high time. I updated it and did you a nice new one for 2006, so happy new year to you all. I hope it's becoming a fab year for you so far. It's a bit shit one for me to be honest, but that's probably the way I am most probably, but never mind. Sometimes you think, it'll be a mega year, a really great year. Let's look forward to 2006, put 2005 totally and utterly behind us, and look to the future of 2006. But I just realise as soon as it comes to 2006, it's going to be another utter shit one again. Oh, what a surprise. Doesn't surprise me in the slightest. Oh dear. I've noticed when I've listened to this podcast actually that I've listened to my own voice, I'm like thinking I can hear the pod because I've got a little recorder stuck on the top of my iPod recording my voice, so that's why sometimes it can sound a bit tinny and there's not really a bass to it. And you can hear the hard drive whizzing round, so I do apologise for that, because sometimes you can hear it whizzing round. And the amazing thing about this microphone is that sometimes it can't hear me speak, or I sound really distant. But if anything goes past the window like a bush, you seem to hear that. Exactly, so my recorder is homing in on voices that aren't actually supposed to be on the podcast, so I must apologise for that. So what have you all been up to? That's what I want to know. I hope you all got what you wanted for Christmas. I hope you all got something nice. Something lovely. Yes, it was a nice Christmas. Can't really remember much of Christmas Day. I sort of like, just switched off, I think, and got to the stage where I drank that much. I just can't remember for the sake of me. Well, I'd say after dinner of Christmas Day, I just sort of like went into one. So, that was it. And of course, a new year, a new start for some people. It will be. Do you know, sometimes you think to yourself, this will be a lovely, lovely new year. A new year with new beginnings. And, something different. Something so much different to how it's always been, and I just think it'll never be the year that I want it to be. It'll never be the year where I want a certain thing, or I don't know where I want I don't know, where I just want. I suppose what we all crave for in life is like happiness and that. I mean, I get really, really jealous when I see, like, couples together and they sort of like holding hands and that. Not so much like snugging in streets, I don't like that, that's a bit OTT, but like, when they're holding hands and that, and you know, you can see they're in love and that, and you just get so jealous, you just think, my God, I wish that was me. You do, don't you, though? You just think, well, not for some of my listeners, because I'm sure my fan base has a mixed variety, but I don't know, sometimes you look at some of them and I really wish, you know, I wish it were me. And I think another year older as well, with a new year, I'm getting another year older. And I'm reaching that milestone of being 30. And that's another thing I absolutely and utterly dread with. Oh, I just absolutely and utterly dread becoming 30. I think once you're 30, that's it. Downwards from then onwards, I think. But, you know, your face sags, everything just sags. Oof. But I just think, I wish that were me. I look at him and I get dead envious. I'm happy for them, but I don't know. Sometimes I think that being gay is not all it's meant to be. It's like, can you possibly find love when you're like this? I mean, I've just missed, when you think about your life, you just meet so many faces in life that you get close to. And it would just be nice for one face that you got close to be, you know, one that really cared and sort of like wanted to show you that they cared and you show them that you care and all that. And I don't think that it's, I don't know, achievable when you're gay. It seems to be, this gay lifestyle seems to be towards, just getting horny really, and that's it. I mean, men are promiscuous anyway, so, you know, they're not likely to stay in a relationship. I mean, come on, let's be honest about this. Men think about sex more often than a woman. And I don't think that you can sustain a relationship being this way. I think it's just all doom and gloom. I don't believe in this Bible thing where, you know, you're not meant to be whatever. It's meant to be a man and a woman, all that bloody shit. I don't believe in that, no. I don't know, it'd just be nice to find out someone special. Oh, I don't know. Feeling sorry for myself, listener. Sorry, I'm ever so sorry. Ooh, I should put the razor blades away. Nah, you just get pissed off with it. Men are just a waste of time. They're just such arseholes. I have yet to find one man who I've met. Well, there might be a couple, but it's very rare, that doesn't have, you know, the brain in the dick. That's all men seem to have, the brain and the dick. Sort of like, that's all they think about, the next wank or something like that. It's just so disheartening. I think it's more so when you get older though. It's like, you think, I was that age once, when you see young men and that, you think, I was that age once. And when I think back to it, I think, when I was their age, I wouldn't give someone my age a second glance. And it's true, I wouldn't. And when you start to get older, it's sort of like, you just like know that people aren't going to give you a second, well, younger people. I don't necessarily prefer younger people anyway. I do prefer someone older. But the point is that you just know you're getting old, and it's such a horrible, horrible thought, getting old. That it is one thing that I absolutely and utterly dread, is getting old. Don't like it at all. Don't like the thought of being old. No, doesn't invite me into it. Let's put it that way. I certainly don't want to be, and this is not trying to be depressing or anything, or morbid, but I certainly don't want to, be 50. Let's put it that way, I don't want to live to 50. And that might sound a bit morbid or whatever, and I'm not meant to be morbid, I'm not depressed or anything like that. It's just I've always viewed it where I don't want to be that age, I don't want to be 50 at all. It just doesn't interest me to be 50, and 60 just horrifies me. I don't want to be that old at all. Just something that doesn't appeal to me, to be old and just basically old and gay, to be honest. Because you can't find love in this life, I don't think. And I'm one of these people that's very, very fussy as well, very, very picky. I like a certain type of man. I just can't. I mean, I suppose, it's just like, if you're horny, you go for anything. But I am quite picky as to what I look for in a guy. I mean, there's got to be, I don't care what anybody says about, when they say personality counts and all this shit, I just think, if the attraction isn't there, personality don't fucking come into it. At the end of the day, if the fucking looks ain't there, personality ain't gonna save it. That's a fact of life. You can't go out with somebody that you're not attracted to just because of the personality. That's just a load of bollocks, and that's naivety, because you just can't do it. I mean, I like to think that anyway. I don't think, I used to think personality counts, and yeah, it does. You've got to have the personality, you've got to have, got to have that. You can't be like a deadpan. It's not talk or not smile. God, some people are so morbid anyway. So what is it with men as well? They don't. Most men I've ever known, like on a personal basis, don't talk to you. They don't communicate. You can always say to them, "Is there anything you ever want to talk to me about? You know, you've got my number, blah, 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 blah. I'm always here for you." And yet they still don't talk to you. It's just amazing. And that's the biggest, biggest thing that makes people split up, is the fact they don't talk. They don't communicate. Men in relationships say, they're bored. They're this, they're that, they're this. But why not just spice up the relationship? Why not bring new things into it? Why not talk? It's like, people you talk to say, relationships are failing and that, and, he doesn't treat me, like it's a relationship, whatever. Well, talk then. You can't just say that and not discuss it with them. You've got to talk about it. You've got to get your point across. It's just like, some people are just, don't communicate full stop. And in this day and age, we've got things like mobiles, we've got things like, well, I wouldn't use it personally to communicate to someone, but email and, you know, things like that. There's all sorts of ways of communicating nowadays compared to what there was years ago. I mean, when I was young, it used to be, God, we never had mobile phones. I think as well, if I lived in that era where, I mean, I'd love to live in the 60s, I'd love to live in the 60s. Just think all those flares and all that. The fashions were just amazing. But I just think, if you lived back then and you were like gay, how the bloody hell did you communicate then? Well, obviously you had to hide it, because you just wanted the thing, dumb thing to be gay. And you went, but I just don't know how you can live without a mobile phone. I know back then, it weren't even bothered about, because it was never even a thing. But it's just like, there's no excuse for it nowadays, because you can communicate. There's loads and loads and loads of ways to communicate. It's just excuse after excuse after excuse. And I don't know. And sometimes as well, I think, because I'm getting older, I seem to be getting a lot wiser. Not wiser in the sense of like IQ or anything like that. God, definitely not that. But you get wiser to men as well. It's, you know what they're gonna say, or what they want, or the way they are with you. You just know. Not like years ago when they used to say stuff to you. It used to be they'd say to you, "Oh, well, I'll give you a call. I'll give you a call tomorrow, or give you a call later on." And 9 out of 10 times, you never ever got that call. So basically, it was just a shag. The good thing is, I've listed all mine in a diary, because I used to keep a diary when I was a teenager, about 5 years worth. And in fact, to keep meaning to actually read it, I might read out some excerpts on my podcast one day, of like my first actual experience with somebody. I actually logged it all, and well, I did log it minute by minute. I just mean I wrote in it about my thoughts and that, but bear in mind that you, when you're that young, as I was, you're very naive and you're very, I once said back then I was mature. It was sort of like if a guy said to me, I'll phone you, it was sort of like, oh, that's lovely, can't wait, and they never did like, but they haven't changed either really, not changed at all. So, I don't know. I just don't know. It'd just be lovely to find someone that can hold you without a hard on. You know, that can hold you and not want to fucking take your clothes off. Somebody that has feelings, but the feelings of love rather than lust. I mean, come on, we all have lust. With a lot of people we see on a day-to-day basis, or a lot of people we see in the street, you look at somebody and you think, you know, oh, I could this and I could that. But I just think it'd be good to meet somebody that you could actually more turn into a love than a lust. But I don't think in this lifestyle it's meant to be. I mean, yeah, some relationships, some gay relationships do last, and, you know, I wish them all the best. And I hope they last and last and last, and when I see couples together that are in their late 40s or whatever, that's really nice, and I think that's really special that, you know, they've made the effort to make it work. Of course I'm jealous, but, you know, all the best to them. I don't hate them or anything like that for it. I just wish them all the best, and, you know, think we should all be like that. I mean, they always say, there's somebody out there for you. There's always somebody out there for you, and all this shit that people tell you. Oh, there's somebody out there for you. There's somebody out there for us all. Well, I don't think I'll find my soulmate in a lifetime. Because I'm very particular as well on things like, not so much looks. I suppose really, when you think about it, there has to be that attraction, like I said. But one thing I do look at with a guy, and with anybody really, is the star sign. And a lot of people drum me down for this and say, oh, you shouldn't do that, there's no truth in it, they're all full of shit and all this. But they're not. If you're looking at somebody's star sign, it's very, very true of what they are. And star sign compatibility means a lot to me, because I can't, and this is from experience, the star signs that aren't compatible to mine, it doesn't work. And it's so true in what they say as well, with the incompatible star signs to mine. I mean, it's like, I'm a Gemini, and, so basically, general gist of a Gemini is, I don't know, to have two sides, which is totally and utterly true, because one minute I can be laughing, and the next minute I can be fucking depressed out of my head. And it's such a horrible feeling to be like that, because you don't know where you are with it. And one of my worst star signs to link up with is Scorpio. And that is, I mean, this is the honest truth, that is absolutely true. Because I just can't get on with them. I don't go up to people and say, what's your star sign? Scorpio, well, no, that's it. But I could normally tell if somebody's my compatibility, because you get on with them more. And believe me or not, you might think I'm talking a little about bollocks, but you look into your own star sign compatibility with other star signs, and you'll be surprised at what you see, and you'll think, you know, there's some truth in it, because I think there is a lot of truth in your star sign. But if you don't, you don't. But I do. I think it has a lot to do with relationships and other people. Yes, and that's it. Oh, that was a lovely chat with you all. Yeah, so, you never know. You never know, do you? Maybe I'm feeling sorry for myself. I don't know. I just don't know whether I'm feeling sorry for myself. I haven't got a clue. I'm not feeling sorry for myself. I'm just, to be honest, pissed off with men, to be honest with you. Can I be honest? Can I be brutally honest with you? I'm talking into an iPod. Can I be brutally honest with you? I'm totally fucked off with men. I'm absolutely fucked off with men, to be honest. And as far as I'm concerned, they can just fuck right off. That's how I see it. just fuck right off. When they open the Mars, they spark so much fucking bollocks, it's just unbelievable. Most of them, not all of them, but most of them, are mind fucks. They just play with your mind. Most of them just like to be there at the side for when they want you. Not for when you want to be together, both you and them, when they want you. So you just fucking pushed out a picture until they feel the need to want you. And it's just, that just fucks me off, to be honest. Oh dear, I don't know. There's never no win. It's always me, and one thing, got so many selfish people. I can't be selfish. I wish I could be selfish, to be honest, because I think that would benefit me in this life, to be just utterly selfish. But I find it such a struggle to be selfish, because if I am, if I do try and be selfish, sort of like little things, not anything major, I do always feel guilty. I think, oh God, and I do feel guilty about it. But some people can sort of like second nature to be selfish, and all that. One thing I hate in a guy is selfishness. Oh, fucking most men are fucking selfish bastards. But no, I wouldn't lose any sleep over any men, let's put it that way. Then you get to the stage where you just think, for that pathetic. Yeah, I wouldn't never slag any men off, any men that I've been acquainted with on anything like this, because they've not got their say in it, and it wouldn't be fair for me to be saying things and you've not heard their side of it. That wouldn't be fair for me to be slagging people off. But to be honest, I am totally, utterly fucked off with men in general. Maybe a certain couple of people, but we shall see. And some people in fucking life are pricks and all. Men or fucking women. You just don't think about anybody but themselves. Me. It's all the attitude that they have. Me. It's gotta be this, it's gotta be that, it's gotta involve me. And fucking know-it-alls and all. I hate fucking know-it-alls. Whenever you see, when you're ever with somebody that makes out they know-it-all, you say something to them and they always have to try and fucking correct you, and I hate that. You know, I might not be the cleverest of people, and I might not know things about things and whatever, but I don't need to be corrected every time I say something by a comment like, ah, well, you're wrong there, you know, or you're not quite right there. It's like, well, so fucking what? Get a fucking life and get over it. For fuck's sake. More to fucking life than keep correcting someone. Ah, well, you're not quite right there, are you? And go fuck off. Right, worst move. I'm pissed off, to be honest, with a couple of people. Because it just pissed me off. And people are sly and all in life. That's another thing that fucks me off. All right, to your face then when you turn your back, they fucking yap, slagging you off. I mean, yeah, we all like to bitch, but not to the extent of some people. It's like, fuck off. I'll say it to my fucking face. Oh, I'm drained now, physically drained. Let's change the subject. What I'm going to talk about now is, have you all been watching Celebrity Big Brother? You have? Have you been having a good old go up at Celebrity Big Brother? The lovely Jodie Marsh was evicted on Friday, last Friday. I must admit, when Barrymore went in the house, I did think, he's got a chance of winning it. But after seeing the argument about the corn, which I think he went OTT with, yorping off at her, saying that she shouldn't eat the corn when clearly she's a vegetarian and they have to eat corn, and he was eating the corn. I mean, yeah, they can eat pasta, but you know, the corn is for vegetarians. And he was moaning and groaning because he didn't see why they couldn't all have it as well. Yeah, I can understand the sharing of the house, but if you're a vegetarian, it is difficult. And Big Brother likes to put things like this into the house, like vegetarians, because they know it causes arguments all over the shop when they do a shopping list. So my perception of him went down. I'm also sick to the teeth of him crying. I know he must be haunted by what's gone off in his life, but to keep bawling all the time, it's just like, oh dear. And also, it seems to be in the news that he's been handed these bloody papers where that family of that person, that I don't want to mention anything about it, but whatever happened with Barrymore, have done something or something, trying to sue him or something. But that's not something I'm going to go into in detail on here or even discuss it, because it's obviously not for me to say anything about that. But the rest of the housemates, we've got Pete. I mean, I like Pete, but he's a bit, the way he talks to people, and he's a bit twisted and bitter, I think. Like a twisted, bitter old sow queen, and I just think, if I get like that, shoot me. That's one of the things I don't want to be in life, is a twisted, bitter old sad queen. And he just goes from person to person, slagging him off, and it's not what I want to be. I mean, he's even started on poor old Chantal. I mean, I know she's a bit bloody dizzy, but come on. She's young, for goodness sake. And who else have we got in the house? Ruler. I like Ruler. She's like a mother figure. George. I don't mind George, but she's like a father figure in there. Preston, he's fucking lush, he is. Fucking adore him. I'd love a session with him. that bloody maggot, get him out, he's sly. I like Tracy, I think she's bloody lovely. Bloody lovely. Don't like Dennis, get him out. Oof, horrible. Who else? Is it Ferrier? Ferrier, that used to be hair colour. Ferrier or Ferrier, whatever she's called, she's a bloody shaggy England coach, and she's in there. Why is she in there? I don't know. Get her out and all, because she's just dreadful. Who else is in there? I think that's it, isn't it? Go cover them all. I don't think there's anyone else. I always keep thinking I missed someone out. Oh, Jodie. Oh, fucking good riddance to her. Thank God she's gone. And Chantel's lovely as well. And of course we had Jimmy Savile in the house, doing a bit of a gym or fix it, which was a bit different, I suppose. Mind you, had more sense than to stay in the house. Also on tonight's Big Brother clips of the house, it showed him walking through the house, and you could see Harry changed from entertainer, putting on that false act of the bloody, now then, putting on the act of that, compared to when he walked in the house and walked out. It was sort of like, he changed, like that, back to normal, back to how they always say entertainers have a different side to them. Well, you could see he was fucking pissed off because he pulled the door and shut it. And I don't think he wanted to be there. I think he just did it for the publicity and for the money. He didn't want to be there fucking fixing people's stuff. But come on. Yeah, right. He wanted the fucking money he got. But he got 150 grand and all for that. Ah, now then. How's the mouth this then, Jimmy? Jimmy, oh here, fix it for me to find a nice man. Oh, no, Jimmy. Anyway, this podcast is going to be in two parts. I shall record another part very soon to add on to the end of this. I shall edit it together. So when you hear this, come on to the next bit, you'll hear a big bang, so I can't seem to get the editing right on it. And to the person that asked where I got the Strictly Come Dancing music from, it was on my Christmas podcast. Ah, that's for me to know and you to find out. I think it was called Trucker or something that left me the message. I'll come around to your truck and then I'll let you find out where I got it from. We can dance together. How about that? My secret where I got that from. Thank you very much. But part two of this podcast coming very soon, my children. Bye bye for now. Hello there. I've decided not to add anything else to the end of this podcast, like I said I would do. mainly because of the fact that I've been talking that long on before. I've said more than what I thought it did, and a podcast averages about half an hour. I don't want to drone on, so it adds about an hour to it. So I shall save any more talk I have for next time. So all you'd leave me to say is remember that I love you all. Love you all immensely. Goodbye for now. Thank you.